You have reached Mercy Roadside Assistance. My name is Tara. Are you calling from a safe location?
Yes, ma'am. And my policy number is B like boy, A like apple, 04000000. Total 5 number 40, and 58177.
All right. First, can I get your first and last name?
Yes, my name is Han Pham, but this one is for Triple Bass Landscaping for the business.
All right, yes, ma'am. And can you spell your first and last name out for me?
Yes, first name T like Tom, H like Henry, A like Apple, N like Nancy, H like Henry. And the last name Pham.
All right,
T
and
like,
can I'm sorry.
P like Peter, H like Henry, A like Albo, M like Mary. But this one is named insured for Triple Bass Landscaping.
All right.
P like Tom. I'm sorry.
You're good.
I thought you asked my name. Okay.
All right. Can I get you to verify a good callback number for today's service?
Yes. That is a Tundra 2011. And the VIN number, you need stick number at the end, right? 024.
All right, first, I was asking for a good callback number, a phone number.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. My phone just, I can't hear you correctly. Sorry. Yes, 760-812-9495. And I'm sorry, Paula, what's your name? I didn't catch your name.
Jatara.
Tara?
Jatara.
Nice to meet you. Mm-hmm. Tara? Okay.
All right. And what's the last six of that VIN number?
Yeah, 024174.
All right. Give me one moment.
Take your time, Tara. Mm-hmm.
And you say it's for triple best landscaping?
Triple best landscaping, that's correct.
All right. And can I get you to verify the vehicle and color the vehicle?
The location, the vehicle right now, or you what?
What kind of vehicle and what's the color of the vehicle?
That is a Toyota Tundra. And 2011, and the color like gray. It's not gray. It's between gray and
like green, silver.
Dark gray. I think
dark
gray. Yes.
All right. And what's going on with the vehicle?
Yes. My husband just called me 1 hour ago. He said it's the car, the doctor just checking when he go to work, and then the engine slow. So he's scared, he don't want to drive on the road, and he parked the car at location. I'm going to give for you location. He parked the car there.
All right. Before you do that, you said something was wrong with the engine.
Yes, the car starts shaking when he's driving, and then the engine, so, and you know, the truck saw the engine side on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
So he's scared. He just turned off and parked the car on the road.
All
because
right.
Because the car is shaking too much.
All right. And do you know if the vehicle is four-wheel drive, all-wheel drive, or front-end drive?
It's a double cab. I really don't know if that's for rides. I'm apologize, but I really don't know about that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let me see. I just put four of you. All right. Will somebody be there at the scene once the tow driver come today?
I will be there. I am the person will be there because my husband needs to finish work. So he left already. I will be there, but Tyler, I available 1:30. At 1:30, can you make the note for the tow truck be there around 1:30? I'll be there 1:30. I'm on the work right now. I cannot leave early than that. So I'll be there 1:30.
All right. So I won't be able to set up for 1:30. Are you able to call back once you're on the way with the vehicle, then we can send somebody out there?
Oh, can I contact them after I talk to you so I will tell them? Can I have their phone number when you finish?
So the only thing with that, like once I set it up and call them, whatever ETA they give me, we have to go by the ETA. We won't be able to like set it up or anything like for them to come at a certain time.
So they used to notify, you know, like notify for me. They be there like 30 minutes, 1 hour.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, that was
right.
Yes, ma'am.
But sometimes, you know, Tyler, like last time, I wait 3 hours. And I on my job right now. I can't wait like 3 hours. But I cannot leave the house right now. So it's about 1 hour, 1:30, I'd be there.
I could set it up so once you get their number or anything, you could talk to them. But most times they probably won't. But once I set it up and find a provider, I can give you their number.
Okay. Yeah, please. Thank you.
Right. And what's the address where the vehicle's located at?
Yes, 9320. Then I spell for you the street name. She like girl, E like elephant, M like Mary, N like information, N like Nancy, I like information, Avenue. And the city is San Diego, zip code 92126.
All right, let me see. It's not popping up. All right, you said the street name was G-E-M-N-N-I.
I'm sorry, G-E-M-I-N-I.
I-N-I. Okay, there we go.
I don't know how to say Germany, Germany, or
Gemini, something like that.
Gemini. Okay, Gemini.
All right. And may I get the address where you like the vehicle taken to?
Yes. 3150 Fairmount, F like Frank, A like Apple, I like information, R like Robert, M-O-N-T, Fairmount Avenue. And that's San Diego, 92105.
All right. Give me one moment, please. I'm just weighing my page load.
Okay, take your time. Don't worry.
All right, thank you.
No problem.
All right. So I have you mapped and located, and I'm about to get in touch with a provider. And once they accept the job, you will receive a text with their driver information and their estimated time arrival.
Oh, okay. And you know the name of that company?
No, ma'am, I'm not sure yet. I would have to call around first to who's available to do the job. But once they accept it, they will send you a text, like, with the company name and their number.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Thank you, Carla.
All right. You're welcome. You have a nice day.
Oh, you have a good day. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.